Okay, this week's parsha is Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Kisisa is loaded, jam-packed, lots of stuff going on. The Mishkan is about to be finished, and then Shabbos comes in, and the main crux of the parsha, as we know, discusses the Chet Ha'Egel. One of the most challenging parshios in the Torah, one of the most difficult parts of the Torah to understand exactly what went on, what happened. Where was the confusion? What was the chait? What caused the chait? What happened? Not a simple matter. I want to just draw your attention to actually a pasuk, the last pasuk in the Torah, which talks about the sixth parasha. Believe it or not, the last pasuk in the Torah talks about the sixth parasha. You have to read it. The Torah is describing the last pasuk in the Torah is Perek Lamed Dalet pasuk in Beis and parashas Vezos Habracha. Describing Moshe Rabbeinu's greatness, because Moshe dies. The last thing that happens in the Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu's death. And the Torah describes Ulchol Ayara Chazaka to all the strong hand, Ulchol Amorah Gadol, and all of the awe, the tremendous wows, Asher Asa Moshe that Moshe did Leinei Kol Yisrael. Chazak Chazak in his Chazak. That's what we say on Simchas Torah when we finish the Torah in Parshas Dos Habrach. What is this referring to? Ulechol ayana chazaka. So Rashi says that refers to that Moshe got the Torah, the luchos, in his hands. Ulechol amora agadol refers to the miracles that happened in Midbar. What's the final closing comment of the Torah that Moshe did le'enei kol Yisrael? What did he do in front of the eyes of all Jewish people? Says Rashi. Shenaso libo lishpor al luchos leinei. Moshe broke the luchos. In this week's parasha, as it says in the pasuk, "Vashabreim leineichem," I will break the luchos in front of your eyes. You guys hear a mark? The closing pasuk of the Torah. This is noteworthy. The Torah ends off with the breaking of the luchos, which to me is very, very strange. That's the closing argument of the Torah. That's the idea. That's what it's about. That's the greatness. Why is the Torah closing the Torah off with breaking the luchos? I'm going to share with you a very nice pshat that I saw. I'm going to try to develop and build off of this pshat. I saw a pshat in the name of Moshe Mordechai Epstein. A very nice pshat. He says the following pshat, listen carefully. He says, you know what was so great about this? The lesson that Moshe Rabbeinu taught B'nai Yisrael is the following. Chevra. The luchos were the handiwork of God. True or false? True. It says, what can even cause the handiwork of Hashem to be broken? Sin. The gravity of sin. The person thinks, I sin. It doesn't really matter. No big deal. What happened there? So I sinned. So I did this, that. No. You should understand that what you do matters. And your sin makes a difference. How powerful is the powerful of sin? The powerful of sin is so powerful that even the handiwork of HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be broken. Even Hashem's luchos will be smashed because of the power of sin. Sin is very, very strong. One more second. Moreover, Rabbis, listen carefully. I can't stop there with that pshat, because that's a big downer. What the Torah ends saying, don't sin, and your sin is so great. I want to share with you what I think maybe we could build on this pshat. That's as follows. The Torah could have ended in Parshas Kisisa. It could have ended when Moshe broke the first set of luchos, smashed him to the ground. It could have ended right then and there, but guess what? It didn't. You know what you have after Parshas Kisisa? You have the second luchos. You have Ayakel, Pekudei. You have all of Ayikra, all of Bamibar, all of Devarim. What does this represent to me? The following thing. In Yiddishkeit, there's no such thing as falling to a point of no return. There's no such thing as getting to a place where I'm done. I'm toast. I can't bounce back. I'm finished. That doesn't exist. And Moshe says, look, the last thing that happened was the luchos in the Torah to remind you that even though there was a breaking of the luchos, what happened? Klal Yisrael bounced back. There was a second luchos. This past Shabbos, I was a zochet to be in Tveria. On Sunday morning, I had to daven mincha in Tveria. I was next to Tveria. One second. You want to hear this? And I was driving a Rosh Hashiva. from a different yeshiva to Shacharis at a minute in Tereya. He told me the following stat Sunday morning. He told me the following stat. Many of you guys know this. There once was a quarterback. He actually just won another bowl very recently. His initials might be TB. They say it was a boring game this year. I wasn't zochah to watch it. But his initials might be TB. And his name might be Tom Brady. Baruch Hashem, right. Listen carefully, Chaver. He's been around for a long time. Every year he says he's going to retire. He hasn't retired yet. It's my last year. I don't know what the current hack is. But I'll tell you the following thing. This is well known, documented. I want to thank Max for checking up for the Shmuz Meira. Tom Brady was chosen in the draft many, many years ago. He wasn't first pick. He wasn't second pick. He wasn't 50th pick. He wasn't 100th pick. He wasn't 150th pick. He wasn't 198th pick. He was 199th pick out of 224 players. That means he almost didn't make it to the NFL, at least that year. Rabosai, why am I inspired by that? Because look at him. He's definitely one of the best quarterbacks ever played in the game, for sure. We could debate this, but definitely, you know, okay, maybe he has a good squad, a good team, good backup, good offensive lineman, etc. But Lemaisa, think about this. The guy almost didn't make it. He could have said, I think five or six quarterbacks were picked before him during that draft. What are their names? Who knows? Maybe Daniel knows their names, but most people don't know their names. Because who are they? They're nobodies. They played a year or two. They were bench warmers for the Cleveland Browns. I don't know what. And no one heard about them. And Tom Brady, everyone knows about why. Because he didn't say, you know what, okay, I wasn't picked first, so I don't matter. He bounced back, and he became Tom Brady. One more. You can go if you have to. Another sports muscle. This is well known. Michael Jordan, MJ. Legend, Chicago. You can't leave for Chicago. It was the Bulls. Yeah, I grew up with Michael Jordan. I mean, I grew up on other more important things than Michael Jordan. But he was certainly you know, a dominant force in my childhood years. I used to watch him and, you know, whatever, etc. Stick my tongue out a little bit when I was playing ball like he did. You know, that's what you got to do. Michael Jordan did not make his team in North Carolina. He was cut. High school team. Wasn't he from North Carolina? He wasn't that. That's where he lived, no?
North Carolina, college.
No, where he lived, though? Wasn't he from that?
North Carolina.
I think it was in North Carolina. Can you imagine the stat? Yankov, and this is going on over here? This guy, MJ, number 23. Definitely one of the best players ever to play the game. Definitely one of the best. Some say the, some say, come on, he's not LeBron. Who cares? What about both sides? He didn't make the cut. Okay, it was high school, so it wasn't college. So what? He probably thought to himself, I'll never be somebody in the game. And then he said, you know what, no, I'm going to just go at it. And he decided that he could stay in the air and suspend himself in the air for a very long time. That's what he used to do. He's just hang out in the air. When everyone else just had to come down from the air, he would just suspend himself in the air and just chill up there, wave to his mommy and to his daddy while he was dunking, you know, and flipping around and doing all these fun moves in Shemayim. That's what he did. That was his tremendous koach. Enough with the sports mashallah. I think I was guilty for the whole year now. Well, what's the vart? What's the vart? The vart is when a person says, I'm not stopping. I'm not letting my challenge that exists keep me down. I'm getting back up. So oftentimes, the places that they can go are so much greater because they picked themselves up and didn't stay down. Let's go back to Torah for a minute. There's a famous pasuk in Mishnah that says, Kisheva yipol tzadik v'kam. Which means the tzaddik falls down seven times and he gets up. There's a famous, famous letter from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner writes the following thing. The fools think in the world, the tipshim, the fools think that if, despite the fact that he fell seven times, that he became a tzaddik. Even though he fell seven times, he became a tzaddik. That's what the fools think. And the ones that understand the truth understand that it's not despite the fact that they fell seven times, but it is excellent joy because of the fact they fell seven times and they didn't stay down. They picked themselves back up again and again and again and again. even though there was challenge, even though they were broken, even though they may have had a bad morning seder one day, they may say, you know what, I'm not feeling it today. So you know what, this is not for me, this learning thing is not for me. That's what they might say to themselves, chas v'shalom. Comes along the luchos and says, no. No. Don't do that. Don't go there. Don't go there. You had a rough morning? Bounce back. Which were greater, the first luchos or the second luchos? That's a debate. But you know what? The second luchos, Abosai, are the luchos that we have. The luchos that lasted. The luchos that had Torah Shebaal Peh. Also, which came about, the bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael came about with the luchos Shnios, the second luchos. Even though they were only like a makeup, they were like a second string. What's the message the Torah telling us? The message the Torah telling us is, bounce back up. If you fall, bounce back up. You had a rough morning? That's okay. That happens. Come on in. You had a rough morning? That's fine. Bounce back. You had a rough date? Some people are going to date in this room one day, which is they'll have a date. The date may go well, may not go well. Many people get into this very, 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 very bad rut of saying, you know what, I'm never going to find the right girl. You know what that's good for? Nothing. You know that's good for? Depression. That's good for zero. The first time you go out on a date, you're always excited, adrenaline pumping, woo-woo. Then you go out with a girl, you invest, nah, it doesn't go. Now, so you have two choices. You can just be down. I'm never going to get married, chas v'shalom, that's what you could say. Or you could say, no, I'm bouncing right back. Moshe Rabbeinu ends the Torah off with Shiras Aluchos. Two lessons we learn from this. Number one, there's gravity to Avera. Even the handiwork of Hashem can be smashed when a person doesn't have Avera. But this is more another lesson which I think is very, very important for us to learn, which is when you fall, you get back up. Tom Brady, 199th pick. And now he won how many bowls? Too many bowls to count. Who knows? Six, who's counting? Yeah. Abosai. We're Dabmecha 1 second right now. Kishev, it says in the pasuk, Kishev al yipol tzadik v'kam. Abosai, listen carefully. Let's end with this. Kishev al yipol tzadik v'kam, we claim means, does not mean that when you fall, even though you fell, you get up. And that's what makes you great. That's what makes you a tzadik. It means because you fall. Because we have challenges and we stand up after those challenges. Because we pick ourselves up after we have a challenging morning and say, I'm back in the arena for the afternoon. We have a bad davening. I can't daven, it's not for me. No. I jump right back into the tefillah arena. And afterwards, that's what separates the men from the boys. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Moshe Rabbeinu because he taught us that even though the luchos were smashed, there was no hope. There was no such thing as no hope. No such thing as despair. No such thing as Yeyush, I can't do it. You bounce back. Rabosai, we are a resilient people. I'll end with this. In this expression, says we're called Am Kshei Oref. What's Am Kshei Oref mean? Stiff neck. Come inside. What does stiff neck mean? It means we're stubborn. We're a stubborn people. Stubborn is usually a bad meat to be stubborn. When you're stubborn, no one wants to be around you. But stubborn has a redeeming quality also. When you're stubborn, you go back at it again. When you want something really badly, you fall, you get back up. We're an Am Kshei Oref. Let's use it for the positive way. Let's be zocha that when we fall, and we're going to fall, to get back up on our feet, be as great as we can. Have a good Shabbos.